You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We've got lots of things that we need to talk about tonight. There's some weird stuff going on. That's all I can tell you. And we're going to try to get to the bottom of some of it. The first thing that I want to touch on tonight is a report about Y2K that somebody has put out. I wonder why it's doing that. Okay. Means I have to do it another way. There we go. Okay, got it. Sorry about the interruption. I'm just trying to do something that has to be done in the studio before we can have music. And so that's all ready. Somebody has put out a long report over the internet about Y2K. Now listen to me very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. Y2K is a dead issue. It's a nothing, non-happening, zero, zilch, zip crap. Nobody has to be afraid of Y2K. Even if something were to happen, even if anything was disrupted because of Y2K, and I can't think of anything that would be, you see, things don't stop working just because the date in the computer is wrong. They don't do that. In fact, I can go in and change the date in my computer back to 1900. Here's what they're saying is going to happen. That the computer won't recognize the year 2000, and it will count it as the year 1900, and the computer will go haywire. It will freeze up. It will stop. It won't work. Well, I've done this several times. I have gone to my computer and made the date 1900. And guess what? I can do anything I want to. But when I type a letter, it automatically puts in 1900 instead of 1999, which is exactly what it's supposed to do. That's what it's programmed to do in my word processing program. If my computer were running a water plant for a big city, guess what? It would not shut down the water supply. It would not start closing all the valves. Not at all. It would function normally, except the date would read 1900. Planes will not fall out of the sky, ladies and gentlemen. Engines on aircraft will not stop. Power plants will not shut down. The only thing that will happen is it will say, guess what? December the 1st, 1900, instead of December the 1st, 1999. The Y2K scare movie on television, it was a dud. It was a bomb. Nobody watched it. The ratings were like zero, zip, zilch. Because people are finally starting to wake up, except for a few thick-headed idiots out there who just haven't got the message yet. And say, what about the embedded chips? Well, what about them? What embedded chips are you talking about in the first place? Huh? If you're talking about the supposed 555 chip, has nothing to do with the time or the day. It's like a metronome. It just makes a beat. That's all it does. It doesn't matter if it's 1900, the year 2000, the year 3000, the year 1958, or the year 00 zip zilch to that chip. See, there's been a lot of liars running around this country trying to stir up a panic amongst the population so that the population would do things which would cause the government to be able to declare martial law as a result of their stupid actions. Well, I don't think that's going to happen now. I mean, there's still some silly idiots out there who are going to, oh, the sky is falling, Y2K, the power plant's going to shut down, planes are going to fall out of the sky, all the trains are going to stop running, my car won't start anymore. There's actually people out there who believe that on January the 1st, their car won't start because the date's wrong. Oh, my God, can you believe it? Now, I've been telling you all along from the very beginning that this is a scam. And it is. Even if they didn't fix the date, the only thing that it could possibly affect are things that are date sensitive, like computing the interest on loans. And to make that work right, all you do is change the date of the origination of the loan, and it will compute out just like normal. provided that you have set the date in the computer for 1900 and understand that it's really 1999. You don't have to worry about anything, folks. This is really a ripoff. A lot of people made a lot of money. I used to have a friend named Keith Ranch who went off the deep end and exploited this like crazy. He owns a bottled water company. I called him, tried to talk to him, tell him that, hey, man, you shouldn't be scaring the hell out of these people to sell huge, gigantic pallets and truckloads of water. I mean, if you want to sell water for people to get prepared for any kind of emergency, that's fine. But you know darn well that there's nothing to this Y2K stuff. Oh, he got mad at me for even making the suggestion. He won't talk to me anymore. Period. Won't talk to me, nothing. Like I don't exist with him anymore. Because he knows I've pegged him for a cheat. Listen to me. All you people out there have been making tons of money on this Y2K, scaring people with Y2K. You're nothing but a bunch of con men cheats. Now, if you wanted to prepare people for any emergency, no matter what the emergency is, and tell them that they should be prepared for any emergency to protect their family, that's fine. But to exploit something like you've exploited Y2K, in my estimation, is criminal. You're just a bunch of crooks. If you don't like it, sue me. I don't have any money. I have a penny to my name. And I don't care whether you like it or not. You get the truth out of me on this broadcast, the hour of the time, that's all you ever get. The truth. All you people that are still running around like a chicken with your head cut off, listen to me very carefully. If anything stops on January the 1st, and they're telling you it stopped because of Y2K, it's a lie. If it stops, it'll be because somebody pulled the plug and intentionally, on purpose, stopped it. And if they do that, it will be to make the sheeple go, the sky is falling, and run to their bank and withdraw all their money and cause an economic crisis which will allow them to declare martial law. They're counting on you to be that stupid. And I'm telling you right now, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Ignore them. Ignore their silly games. They're not going to leave it turned off for very long because they need the power just as much as you do. Don't you know that? I mean, the whole thing is absolutely insane. We're going to open the phones in a minute and take your calls and see what you think about the thing. Now, remember, they told us on January the 1st of 1999, we would begin to see the first failures because some people go to a fiscal year 2000 in January, that early. And some people do. I mean, they're a year ahead on their books. And that's for tax purposes and all kinds of other things, so that they have plenty of time to prepare reports and, stuff like that. Then they told us that the next critical month would be April. Remember that? April the 1st. After April the 1st, things are going to start to fail. Planes are going to fall out of the sky. Atomic power plants are going to shut down. They told us that. They told you that. I heard them say that all across the country and on the radio shows that you all listen to all the time, thinking that they're telling you the truth. Well, they're not, haven't been, and probably never will. Then they said, when nothing happened after April, they said, well, the next one is July. Most of all of the companies and everybody in the government goes on the fiscal year 2000 in July, and they'll all be using that date. For their computations of their machinery and equipment and computers and bookkeeping and all that kind of stuff. Guess what? Nothing happened. Nothing happened after July 1st either. Then they told us, oh, well, that's okay, October the 1st. It's October the 1st. That's the real date. You'll really see some big failures after October the 1st. Everything's going to come tumbling down. Well, nothing did. Now they're telling us January the 1st. Everything's going to stop. And you know what I got to say about that, ladies and gentlemen? Bullshit!
Chris and myself, we signed our very first recording contract in 1957 with Joyce Records. And I am proud to say that I am one of the few artists from back in that time who did receive royalties. That's right, I have my check at home, $17.50. This was the song that grossed me that amount. My Juanita. This is worth at least 50 cents of that 1750. I must conduct it.
Isn't that great, folks? God, movie. I don't can't imagine a world without music. I just can't. I wouldn't be able to live in it. I don't know what would ever have taken its place in my life. 520-333-4578. Right now, the topic is Y2K. Did you bite on it? Are you one of the ones that have been scaring people out of their minds, selling something to them based on the fact that you're telling them the world is going to end because of Y2K? Are you somebody that didn't bite on it? 520-333-4578. It's a topic right now. We've got a couple more topics to cover later tonight. What do you think about what I just said? Did I really piss you off? Or were you glad to hear it? You should be glad to hear it, because it's the truth. You see, because of people going on to fiscal year 2000, already at several times during this year, nothing's happened. That ought to be your big clue. Good evening. You're on the air. Whoops. Uh-oh. Sorry. Hope I didn't blow your drum out.
No, I'm all right. I'm fine. You know, Bill, you've kind of changed your story over the last couple of years. I'm sort of surprised.
Why is that? I've never.
Well, when you were being sponsored by Swiss America Trading, you didn't talk about Y2K. At that time, it wasn't an issue as it is now. But the whole idea of a collapse of some sort of calamity coming in the near term
it's coming.
Still is.
It's coming.
So anybody that's preparing for this, even if Y2K itself as an issue is bullshit, which I agree, I think it is. The reality is some sort of calamity is coming, and I think that it makes sense for people to take care of themselves, whether it's with the basic necessities of life and asset-wise. I mean, I don't think that it's necessarily going to come on January 1st, but I think we're talking about something certainly within the next 5 years. I mean,
absolutely. Cool it. If you want to talk on my show, you have to give me a chance to talk, too. You can't just come on and monopolize, okay? I agree with you 100%, and I have never changed anything that I have ever said. When Swiss America Trading was the sponsor, I advised people to buy gold and silver coins. I still advise them to do that today. I still advise them to get ready. I tell everybody that they should always be prepared for an emergency, and that they should have at least 2 years' supply of food and water and medical supplies, clothing, shoes, all that stuff on hand. So how in the world can you claim that I've changed my story? That's never happened. I think what's happened is you just haven't been listening to this broadcast.
You know what? That's not true. I've been listening to your broadcast since the moment you went on the air in 91.
Give me one instance where I've ever said anything different than what I just told you right now. Name one instance. I'll get the tape and I'll play it tomorrow night.
Well, obviously, I can't do it by date. I mean, that's
ridiculous. Or do it by anything.
That kind of memory. I've certainly got a lot more on my mind than memory when specifically Bill Cooper said what.
Do it by month. Well, that's what you're claiming on this broadcast.
No, but I'm saying, all right, let's put it this way. Let's see what the rest of the night brings in terms of calls. Let's see if you get any other calls that are similar to what I'm saying. I mean, I'm just, it seems as though you're espousing now an idea of tranquility and chilling out, when in fact you were and are a very influential individual.
What do you mean by
that? And I think that some people right now in the community, and I'm not even talking the patriot community, I'm just talking about the intelligent community. Somebody like myself, who's a self-made millionaire, and I've got nothing to gain by calling you whatsoever, absolutely nothing, but I've looked up to you for years, and frankly, I don't know what the hell's going on this last year, but I think you've kind of lost a little bit off your fastball, Bill.
Give me some examples.
I mean, as an example, whatever it is you're fighting right now, that's keeping you holed up there on top of that hill is ridiculous.
Goodbye. You know, if you're not going to give me a chance to talk, and you think you're going to call up and monopolize this broadcast, then you're history. I'll be happy to talk to you about these things. But you're not going to give me a chance to talk. And I'll tell you something else. You're full of bullshit because you can't even cite an example. I haven't changed my tune at all. I advise people to either form or join a militia. Prepare. This economy is coming down. There's no doubt about it. They're going to have their new world order, and there's going to be a civil war in this country. I've been warning people about that almost every night since May the 4th, 1992, when this broadcast started. I've never changed a thing, and I'm not holed up anywhere, believe me. But I'm not going to discuss my activities or what I do over the airwaves, and you ought to be smart enough to know that. And if you're not, well, then you're just not smart enough. But, you know, don't call up here and make accusations unless you're willing to hold a dialogue. If you want to say something, say it. Give me an opportunity to respond. If I ask you for examples and you can't give me any examples, that means you're full of crap. You don't know what you're talking about. You're generalizing. And you can't do that. It doesn't work. With anybody. Not just me, but anybody. And I don't allow anybody to call up and just take over this broadcast. If you want a broadcast, you find a radio station and you pay for the airtime. You pay for it. Then you can monopolize it and say whatever you want. Number is 520-333-4578. What you hear on this broadcast is the truth. You also hear the voice of reason. You know, if you want me to be like all these other clowns on the air, who every 5 minutes have a different adrenaline rush for you, you're never going to hear that here. Because all they're doing is pulling faxes off their fax machine and reading them on the air. They don't do any research or investigation. They can't. First place, they don't know how to. And every night, they've got to put on a radio broadcast. And if they're not doing any research or digging for the truth, they don't have a broadcast unless they're just spouting off the latest rumor. You won't get that here. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening. As to this Y2K question, It's never really been a problem. Even with older computers, you just as you talked about earlier on this broadcast, your date would basically change to 00 and your word processors or whatever would change it back to 1900 or your billing would change or whatever, but nothing's really critically going to happen at 2000, I don't think. Not with computers.
That's correct. How long have you been listening to this broadcast?
Oh, I've been listening probably since about 1994, probably. August of 93.
Do you think I've changed my tune over the years?
I don't think so, no. I think if a person looks at the spirit of what you say and look at the details of what you say, you've always clarified yourself. I remember, for example, we talked about gun ownership, and you showed various viewpoints, and you showed, for example, one time where the Supreme Court was leaning towards the fact that the only way you could, they were leaning towards, now there no rulings have been made, but they were leaning towards the fact that in order to be able to possess a firearm, you had to be in a militia. Well, that was more or less the type of thing that they were gravitating towards. But again, I've listened to your broadcast, and there's been no time when you suggested that people don't have the right to bear arms. You always clarified yourself, and on another broadcast, you so much as mentioned that that was what they were gravitating towards. Some of the laws were trying to gravitate towards the fact that only you could possess a firearm if you were in a militia. The fact is, when you clarified yourself, anyone under the Constitution can possess a firearm. If you're not, if I'm right, if you're not a felony, a felon or whatever, you've always clarified yourself. If a person listens to your program and follows not only the spirit but the details, you'll find that you, as far as I'm concerned, in my listening to your program, you've always clarified yourself and you've always explained it. Then
take a deep breath. Relax.
But I thought that you've always explained it to me.
Yeah, well, you know, it's okay if you disagree. It's okay if you don't believe, you know, that I've always espoused the same thing. I'm interested to find out what people think, but not in the manner that last caller was doing it in. I mean, that was ridiculous. What about Y2K? Have I changed my tune on Y2K?
No, you haven't. And I followed. When you talked about Y2K, I've agreed. I've done some programming myself, and we used a two-digit date or whatever, and when it changes back, goes to 2000, it'll be 00, or, you know, some of the computers will go back to 1980, and just to double check, I went and called my internet service provider people, who I get along with pretty well, and I says, what about this Y2K thing? And he says, well, look, he says, what works is work, and what works is going to work, and what isn't is isn't. He says, there's no problem with Y2K. You know?
Yeah, how about the militia? Have I changed my tune on the militia?
No, I don't think you have.
Have I changed my tune on people getting ready and preparing for a catastrophe that we all know is coming?
No, absolutely not.
Have I told people that they should have at least 2 years' supply of food and water and clothing and ammunition and all that kind of stuff consistently over the years?
Well, from what I have been listening, yes, you have.
Yeah, you know, see, I don't understand where this guy's coming from. What I don't do, absolutely do not do, is get on here and tear off faxes from the American Patriot Fax Network or pass on the local rumor that just came through on the telephone today. I don't do those things.
Well, no, the person has to look into these things. And, you know, it's a tricky thing. You know, when you go and ask questions, you feel, well, you know, a person always feels a little bit nervous when you go and ask these people questions. But you've got to check these things out. You've got to, not only that way, you've got to look at a way of approaching these people when you do check things out. You just can't go and
well, let's get some other people in here and see what they think.
Okay, well, thank you for talking to me.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye now.
520-333-45. He said he was a self-made billionaire. You suppose he was one of the people selling stuff for Y2K and didn't want to admit? I don't know. I'm not accusing him of doing that. Could be, though. 520-333-4578. You know, if you agree with him, I want to hear it. Just do it in a proper manner, okay? Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill. This is Dave from Sop Choppy.
Hi, Sop Choppy Dave.
Anyway, I agree with you. And one of my best friends, who is a PhD in computer education, World War II vet, and he teaches down here the disruptive students. And he said the exact same thing you did. He explained to me, I don't know computers that good. He's, you know, teaching me. I'm teaching him ham radio. That it works on the binary system. It's good. Some computers will read wrong. And the only mix-up might be in some very high finance and be delayed for several days.
Yeah, well, that's my take on it.
So the man's well qualified at it.
Well, what do you think about it? Do you think I've changed my tune over the years?
No, I followed your advice. We have a small little group of patriots. I can't be a militia member, but I'm an instructor. You know my skills.
And the reason you can't be a militia member is because you're ill.
Because I'm disabled.
Yeah.
But we'd sit in my house, and I would instruct, and then another person who was skilled at another facet
mm-hmm.
would teach, you know, one night. And we kept it very small. And this gentleman, he passed some advice on to us. And I keep 2 years' supply of food, but I don't keep American Survival Guide food. I keep rice and beans hermetically sealed in 20-millimeter ammo cans.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
And so I've got protein. I've got carbohydrates. I've got my Eddystone. I've got a couple of .22 rifles, you know, open in
mm-hmm.
my house.
Mm-hmm.
And the place is loaded with game and fish.
Yeah, where you're at, nobody could starve. It's like up on the Puget Sound. Nobody could starve up there.
Yeah, right. So,
nobody's going to go hungry in Florida or the Puget Sound or, you know, along the Gulf Coast or a few other places I could name.
No, and it's not that big a thing. I do keep silver, but I don't keep it in my house, and I don't keep it in a safe deposit box.
Well, you shouldn't even be saying over the radio that you keep it.
Well, you said that you keep it, so they're going to hit you and me both.
Well, you got to understand that I'm a leader. I have to stick my neck out. But you don't have, you know, when the buffalo chip hits the fan, if people know you have gold and silver, they'll kill you for it. They'll kill you for a can of beans, believe me. When it really gets bad, they're going to do that.
I have a supply of used old food that I picked up from these dented can places at Safe
yeah.
that I can't eat because of my health.
Uh-huh.
that I could put out on the front yard.
And yeah, it'd be gone in a minute, right?
Well, it'd be gone in a minute, yeah. You know.
Listen, Dave, I got to let some other people get in here.
Okay, it's good talking to you, Bill.
Thanks a lot for calling.
Right, bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. Let's hear from you. Do you think I've changed my tune over the years? Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill. It's nice to speak to you tonight.
Hi.
You're coming in real good over here in Missouri. Bill, I've got something here. Now, I know you was in the service over there, and you fought the communists in Vietnam, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, here's something. I picked it out. It's this paper is called The Shopper 2, and it's out of Mansfield, Missouri.
Uh-huh.
December...
Before you go on, I just want to make the point that the police are fighting the communists in Seattle right now.
Well, yeah, okay, here's where I'm going. This, it says Russian General Vyacheslav Barsov to speak in Norwood at the Liberty Faith Church. This is where I'm going, and if you'd like me to, it'll take me about 30 seconds. I'd like to read this to you.
Go ahead.
Okay, it says, Deputy Chief Commander of the Soviet Union's 100,000 combat troops in Russia's war with Afghanistan, General Barsov was a feared military strongman and communist leader, considered the architect of Armageddon. He was given the codename General War, and a $1,500,000 reward was offered for his execution. As his helicopter was hit by enemy fire, he cried out to God for mercy, crashing into the mountains. The general miraculously emerged a survivor. At that moment, Russian General Vyacheslav Barsov became the first and only Soviet commander to turn his back on communism and boldly announce his faith in Jesus Christ. Only today, after the breakup of the Soviet Union, General Barsov is allowed to give his powerful testimony in rare personal appearance. Now, that's what's here in this paper. And this pastor, Reg Kelly, has brought him over here to speak to these dumb sheeple, if you call them, rightly so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you honestly think this man has changed? Here's a general in the Russian army that's killed. He's gave the order to kill many, many people, especially in Afghanistan, blowed up little children and everything else. And I just can't believe this man has changed his stripes. Do you?
I believe it.
You believe it?
I believe it.
Well, you know, you should have this Reg Kelly on and talk to him. You might get to talk to this general. I'd sure like to have him talk to you.
Well, I'd like to. Why don't you arrange it?
Let me give you a phone number.
Well, they'll do it over the air. Call me tomorrow during the day.
Okay. My own personal opinion, Bill, I just don't think he's changed.
Well, you know, I don't really know for sure, but I know that people can change.
Well, as there's so many of them running around this country, I think they're over here to put the American people to sleep, and especially these crazy Christians in these churches.
You'll never hear a communist profess belief in Jesus Christ if he doesn't really mean it.
Well, I hope to God you're right, but I just can't believe it, and I guess time will tell. But I believe they're over here to put the American people to sleep, and when this Y2K doesn't go down like everybody is, they're never going to believe nobody again, and they're definitely not going to believe you for what you told them. And I've listened to you for years, and I've learned an awful lot from what you told, and I did a lot of deep studying.
Who's not going to believe me?
The American people. They're not going to believe anybody.
Well, they never have believed me.
Well, I'm just saying, they'll be more asleep now than they ever have been.
But you know what? I've always told them, please don't believe me. Listen to everyone, read everything. Don't believe anybody unless you can prove it in your own research.
Well, Bill, I happened to do what you told me. I studied and looked into it, and I even got their books and read them. And believe me, they're out to kill the American people, especially Christians in this country.
You better believe it. That's the truth.
Now, that's exactly what's going to take place. And these poor dumb people, they haven't got sense enough to see it.
No, they don't. They are really, literally sheeple, and the wolves are coming. Listen, do you believe I've changed my tune over the years?
No, I don't think you have, and I think a few of these jokers that comes on here object at you, I think they've made a lot of money off of these poor, simple-minded people. But I can tell you one thing, when this is over, there's going to be a lot of stuff sold in these flea markets, ain't there?
Yep, sure.
And that's when they'll need it mostly, probably.
Yep.
Because they'll put them to sleep for maybe a year or 18 months, and then all hell will break loose.
Yep.
Guys like this General Vyacheslav, he's not here, as far as I'm concerned, he's not here for any good. He's here to help put the American people to sleep, just like Gorbachev was out there in San Francisco.
Just be careful now. Remember, judge not, lest ye be judged.
Well, that might be true, but I've read enough on these people to know that they don't change their stripes.
Well, that's not true.
And, that's just my opinion.
Go back and read the New Testament, and you'll find that quite a few people have changed their stripes.
Yeah,
and,
I know. Paul did, too.
Yeah.
But he's not Paul.
Well, we don't know that. I don't know the guy.
Okay. Thanks, Bill, for talking to me.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578. In the meantime, we'll have a little music, and then we'll, let's go to the phone. Let's just get this last call here. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Mr. Cooper.
Yes, sir.
I just want to relate back, and this guy was saying you're going to get a lot of calls saying that we'll all agree with him. I've been listening to you ever since Linda Thompson advised me to turn into your station. It was late 93, and you said a lot of things, and you woken me up. And I promise you one thing, that in my concept, I'm not a million-dollar person. You know, I didn't...
Well, you don't have to be. I don't even know why he said that. It doesn't impress me.
I know. I thought that was kind of funny, that little throw-in.
Kind of tacky, huh?
Yeah. But, yes, sir, I've listened to you, and I catch the big picture, at least in my own mind, and you've always said that. Prepare, get ready for government to, or certain little cliques of the government to blow up Oklahoma City, to start Seattle, and that stuff's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with that. And like Project Megiddo, it's on the FBI list. I don't know if ADL wrote it or what.
Well, I'm sure they did. It was rewritten by somebody who knows an awful lot about religion, and I guarantee there's nobody in the FBI that fits that bill.
Exactly. So I just want to tell you, on the Y2K, you've always said it's a big scam, always. But I've always prepared anyhow. Doesn't matter.
Well, you should be prepared. Everybody should always be prepared. If you love your family, why would you leave them hanging out naked? I mean, there could be a flood.
Exactly, sir.
And if there's going to be a civil war, why would you wait till the war starts to try to prepare? You're not going to be able to do it then. And there's going to be a civil war.
Okay, sir. And one more question, if I may. I can barely hear you. Usually you're very loud on my phone. But I was wanting to ask you, did you get a chance to see Matrix yet, the science fiction movie?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. What'd you think of it?
It's a good cartoon.
Yes, it was. Okay, sir. You have a good night.
Real good cartoon. Yeah, thanks for calling. It was entertaining. I enjoyed it. It was funny. But is there anything serious about it? Is any truth in it? Not on your life.
None whatsoever, except...
None at all, except the symbology in there.
Exactly.
Symbology was rampant and all tells the same tale, just like the mummy. Did you see the mummy?
Yes, sir.
Who saved the world?
It kept showing the Magi and the Guardians and all this.
But who saved the world?
Who saved the world?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to catch me on that one.
Well, where did they find the golden book?
Excuse me?
Where did they find the golden book?
I did not really watch that real good. I mean, we had a house full of people over here and just whatever.
We'll just leave that question. I bet there's somebody out there that knows. Okay, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
I guess we're going to cover these other two subjects tomorrow. We're running out of time here. Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578. Yeah, we're going to save these other two subjects for tomorrow. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, I'm calling to respond about the all the criticism that has been done about you over the years. I know it's as terrible as it was and whatnot, such as what you went through with WWCR and the incident with the embassy suites in Mesa and Jesse Jackson referring to you in the LA Times.
As a white supremacist.
Right, exactly. or people like, for instance, the... doing a conference in Mesa and white hints, I believe it was white supremacist literature on the windshields.
Yeah, those were Jewish guys from the ADL.
Those people were Jewish?
Yeah, putting Nazi literature on the windshields. They got caught and kicked out of the parking lot.
Right.
So they didn't
on the front on the front page because of being caught with and pictured and all that.
Yeah, they got caught, and we took their pictures, and we videotaped them, and so they didn't get away with that. See, if they'd have got away with it, then it would have been all over the news that the whole symposium was just white supremacists because of this literature that these Jewish guys were putting all over the cars.
and also, in addition to that, me getting right in my mailbox all this literature of the ADL about this, all this terrible violence that's going on in the world and blah, 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 and how it's so important to send them donations and whatnot.
You send the ADL donations, you're not helping the Jewish people or any people. You're helping destroy this country.
Right, exactly.
The ADL does not represent the Jewish people. They are a terrible, terrible Marxist organization that's out to help this. In fact, they're leading the way to destroy this country. This, what I just said, has nothing to do with anti-Semitism or anti-Semitic views or anything else. I'm for the Jewish people. I'm behind the legitimate Jewish organizations that are behind the legitimate Jewish people. But I absolutely 100% oppose the Anti-Defamation League and B'nai B'rith. They're frauds. They're front organizations for communists and socialists in this country, and they're hell-bent on destroying the Constitution and bringing about world government.
And also the literature from that ADL that I received that was also referring to the militias and also mentioned your name as to associate you with being white-wing hate groups and whatnot. All this stuff to discredit you and whatnot. What I'm leading up to with all of this is that as difficult as it has been for you and your family, I was wondering since the time that has passed, since all they do to discredit you is all based on all they have to back that up is nothing but lies. And what I'm leading up to is I was wondering if all this stuff to discredit you has subsided, because when they do all this stuff to discredit you, what does it really do? It just really makes them look like an absolute asinine fool, and just really does the very opposite, which just simply does nothing more to strengthen your credibility in time, because as time passes by, there's some people that will there'll be like a class of people that will read it and they'll forget it as soon as they read it, then there'll be the other class of people that will read it, and if they do take it very seriously, which means you're going to want to find out more about what's going on with you. If they really, go out to seek to find out what's going on with you, they'll find out the truth.
Then they find out the truth.
Right, and just like what's so brilliantly explained in your book, Behold a Pale Horse, of how those two people were at their home in a car, and you got frustrated and went right to the door, went right to the car and said, if you want to know anything about me and my family, so come knock on the door and sit down with a cup of coffee. What I'm leading up to is I'm wondering, because of the time.
Well, you got to wrap this up pretty quick, because you're going on and on and on and on.
Right. Well, has it subsided quite substantially of all the effort to discredit you, because of what it ends up with is just makes them look like a fool.
Well, they do look like a fool, because, they used to try to do that at my lectures, when I used to lecture across the country.
Right.
And at that time, I would take Annie and Pooh with me. Allison wasn't born yet. And somebody would invariably stand up in the middle of the lecture and start yelling at me that I was an anti-Semite and a white supremacist and a racist and all of this kind of stuff. Yeah, I'm part Native American. I couldn't be a white supremacist if I want to. So I would just very calmly say, I'd like for you to meet my wife. Annie, would you please stand up? And she would stand up, and she's 100% Chinese. And the guy, his face would turn red, and people would start jeering him, and he would slink out with his tail between his legs, and that would be the end of him.
Terrific. So you think it has subsided quite a bit about all this?
Well, listen, we got to let some other people get in here. No, it never subsides. There's always going to be attacks on anybody who's really telling the truth. It's always happened throughout history. It's always going to happen.
Another point I want to make it real quickly.
Make it real quick, because you've gone on for a long, long time.
Okay, very, very quick. About what's going on with the government and whatnot, used to be just like the young people, et cetera, about the government being so counterfeit, et cetera, and what have you, but it's not that no more. It's now much of the elder generation as well. So I was wondering what your comment is of what if the broadcast, like the Hour of the Time with this kind of subject matter, would have been, what if the efforts to broadcast this type of medium on shortwave radio would have been done like back in the 1930s or 1940s, 1950s, when so many of the people were still asleep, unlike before.
It would have failed miserably.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, listen, I got to let you go.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. If you want to get your 2 cents in here, please give us a call. Good evening. You're on the air.
Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
Captain Audio. I wonder, you did say at one point that by October 25th of 1999, the Dow would hit the road.
No, I said 1998.
Sir?
I said it would drop 2,500 points by,
yes,
by that date in 1998, and it did. It actually dropped 1,900 points. It didn't hit 2,500. But I was the only one who even predicted a drop. No, I never said 1999, ever.
Well, that could be.
I said 1998, and I was off by 600 points. I predicted it would drop by 2,500 points by that date, and it actually dropped 1,900 points.
Well, as I recall, you actually inferred that, pardon me, that the downfall of the Dow would occur.
No, that's not what I said. I said it would drop 2,500 points. I said it would crash. That's a crash. 2,500 point drop on the stock exchange is a crash. 1,900 points is a crash. And by anybody's standards, it's a crash. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Are you there?
Yes, sir.
That's what I said. That's the truth. I mean, listeners to this broadcast can tell you that's the truth. And it dropped 1,900 points. And I was the only one in the whole world who predicted that it would have a major drop. I was off by 600 points. But I was right on by 1,900. I'm not always right. I make some mistakes. I'm not the prophet. I'm not Jesus. I'm Bill Cooper.
Well, very good on that. And I would also just suggest that you put forward your website on the air for those that...
WilliamCooper.net.
There you go. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank
good
you.
Evening.
Thank you for calling.
Yep.
520-333-4578. No, folks, I've never said anything about October of this year, the stock market crashing. Never said that. I have said that this economy is going to come tumbling down. They're going to pull the plug. They're going to pull the plug. They have to. It's the only way socialism can prevail. And the New World Order is going to be socialist. They make no secret of that. And if you know what socialism stands for, you know the economy is going to come tumbling down. Five two zero three 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 four five seven eight is the number. Last year, I predicted by October the 25th there would be a major crash on the New York Stock Exchange. And before it was all over, it would fall 2,500 points. That's exactly what I said. I think I was a little in error in what I told him. But that's exactly what I said right there. That there would be a major crash on the New York Stock Exchange by October the 25th, 1998. And there was. And that before it was all over, it would fall 2,500 points. It actually fell 1,900 points, not 2,500. But everybody else in the world was saying that it would not fall. Don't worry. Everything's cool. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper. I'm a long-time listener who
lost touch with you when you changed stations. I've just gotten you back. And I was wondering what's gone on between you and Bo Greitz in the interim.
What do you mean?
Well, the last time I had listened...
Nothing has ever gone on between me and Bo Greitz except at the,
well, the, two
at the Survival Expo in Salt Lake City where he physically attacked me. And
that is what I was talking about.
And
yeah.
I stood my ground, and he was exposed for a fraud and went slinking off with his wife with his tail between his legs.
Now when was that?
Well, that was years ago.
Okay, well, I called him up just about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and brought this up to him. And, of course, he says, you are the prevaricator. I have this on tape.
What do you mean by prevaricator?
Liar.
Well, that's not true. All you got to do is listen to his broadcast three times in a row, and you'll catch him in more lies than you could ever believe in. And if you've been listening to him over the years, you already know that, don't you?
Well, I'm not a big fan of Bo Greitz, frankly.
I'm not either. He's a fraud.
Yeah.
He's a total fraud. He claims that he resigned his commission, yet he always goes out in public with his uniform with all these medals on. If he resigned his commission, he doesn't have the right to do that except on Veterans Day. He also says that he has hip pocket orders. You know what that means? That means he's still in the military, acting under orders of his superiors. He also claims that he was the head of Operation Watchtower in Central America, the senior intelligence officer, yet he don't know nothing about no drug movement down there from Colombia up to Nicaragua and then into the United States. He don't know nothing about that. You know what Operation Watchtower was?
No, I do not.
It was the security envelope for the drug flights into the United States.
Okay. I do know he promotes Imperium on his program.
No, he promotes a lot of crap. So he screwed a lot of people with his Almost Heaven. Can you believe he named this his real estate investment project Almost Heaven? Sold people a lot of plots of land. And then they found out when they wanted to bail out that they couldn't even get the title to the land because all of the land was really owned by a trust and they never bought anything to begin with. He just cheated the hell out of those people. And they're so mad at him that, you know what they did to his house up there?
No.
You know why he doesn't live there anymore?
No, I'm not aware.
It's got about 5 million bullet holes in it.
Well, listen, on a lighter note, you talked last night about your record collection.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you have, you know, one of the best. I was just wondering what kind of stuff you do have.
What do you mean? I did a little bit of everything.
Well, okay.
And I mean everything. I don't just collect rock and roll.
I collect the best
music of all the different genres of all the different generations.
World music?
Some of it's world, but most of it is concentrated on except for the classical. Classical, of course, is always world.
Okay. Well, I don't know about that.
Well, it is. Most of the greatest classical music ever written was never written by anybody in this country, I guarantee you.
Oh, well, you're talking about European classical.
I'm talking about classical music. The whole genre of classical music was written in other countries besides this country. There's only a few great scores ever written and performed by artists in this country.
Okay. All right. Well, I was thinking of your comment today about the saxophone. I was listening to some reggae music.
Yeah?
Old stuff.
Uh-huh.
With the sax, and I was...
Sax is great.
Yeah, I was thinking how nice the sax sounded, and you were right on the money about that.
Yeah, the modern rock and roll bands that bring the sax back into their band are going to make more money than they ever dreamed of if they just catch on to that. They dropped it right off the stage. I don't know why.
Well, some have. Anyway, it was good talking to you, Bill.
Okay.
Enjoy your show.
Thanks for calling.
Take care.
You too.
Bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. And, I had three topics I wanted to cover tonight. I got one covered. Got two more to cover tomorrow night, and that'll do it for this week. 520-333-4578 is the. I forgot to ask him if he thought that I'd changed my tune over the years. I wanted to make sure that first caller got his comeuppance, because, you know, it just isn't true. 520-333-4578 is the number. This will be the last call for the evening. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Sitting back listening to you.
Yeah.
I had to respond to that caller that called in.
Okay.
You've been steadfast. There's been no wishy-washy changing your tune. I think maybe he's been playing with his radio dial and picking up somebody else.
I think maybe he got mad at my opening comments. His little drop in that little thing about self-made millionaire, might have been Y2K that made him a self-made millionaire.
Very possible. Could be another person that loves possibly of raking in all the money due to people's sufferings and fears.
Yeah, that could be.
Very well
now,
could be.
Bear in mind, I'm not accusing him of that because I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. We're just, you know, tossing this around. But
yeah.
I couldn't figure out, and he wouldn't let you have a word in edgewise. It's just irritating. You call him.
Well, I hate it when somebody calls in and tries to take over the broadcast like it's theirs, like they paid for the airtime and they have a right and it's their freedom of speech. Those are usually socialists who believe that the world owes them something. I don't owe them nothing. I don't owe them 1 second on this broadcast.
Well, if you're going to accuse a man of something, give him a minute to talk back.
Yeah.
You know, but he wouldn't do that.
Well, that's all I wanted was a chance to respond and ask him some questions and see if he could come up with some examples. And if he could, then I could reply. But, of course, he couldn't because it's just not true.
No ammo.
Yeah.
Well, I figured I'd get in there and try to sneak in on the last call there. But I've been listening to you for years, and over this whole Y2K thing, you've been steadfast.
Yeah, not just that, but everything.
Correct. Yeah. Absolutely correct.
What do you think about Y2K? What do you think is going to happen January the 1st?
Well, I pray that the most Americans and people in the world will not let fear consume their hearts and souls.
Yeah.
They'll use that last shred of common sense in their brain.
I think we should all go down to the banks and fight them off. Just keep them out of the banks till they close that day.
That sounds like a pretty good
idea. Or through the rest of this month.
That sounds pretty good.
Except for Frontier State Bank here in Eager. They can
absolutely. Turn in your card.
Yeah, they can rape that bank all they want to. That's a non-bank.
It'll be a Frontier, all right.
Yeah, that bank, Frontier State Bank, is an IRS informant organization.
Oh, I heard the show on that one. That was sickening.
Yeah, well,
I hope all the good people in Eager there. I've been to Eager, and I tell you what, there's some good folks there. Real people. Go down there, turn it in, get your account out of there, and walk out the door. You'll be a better person.
Oh, yeah. Well, we found a better bank that gives us 6% interest on our deposit while it's sitting in a checking account. How about that?
Good for you. I knew that you'd find something because you do your homework.
Yep. Listen, I got to let you go. We're out of time.
Okay. God bless.
Thanks for calling.
Take care.
Good night, folks. God bless each and every single one of you. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night. Got two more topics that I think are pretty important here that I wanted to talk about tonight. Until the millionaire called, self-made millionaire. How tacky can you get? Good night, Pooh, Allison, and Annie. I love you.
Every little bird in the tall old tree, the wise old owl, the big black crow, lots of owl wings singing for her. Rock and Robin, sweet, sweet, rock, rock, sweet. Rock and Robin, sweet, we'll go rock and Robin, cause we're really gonna rock them high. And the Oreo, he rocks in the treetop all day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on the deep.
You're listening to 101.1 FM Eager. We now return you to All Oldies Most of the Time. 101.1 FM is your community service nonprofit radio station.